Ready to start? So today is the third Sunday of Advent. Our opening hymn is 190, Father Jordan is going to lead the ministry.
The Lord. whole world needs
more.
This is the personal of Quirinius, governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled into his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Thank you.
assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out.
Thank you.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.
and is an example of profound responsibility, we pray.
Thank you.
so fulfilled the design you formed long ago. Open for us the way to eternal salvation. That when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. So with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Asleep in the hope of the resurrection. All who have died in your mercy, O light of the Christ, have mercy on us all, we pray. Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, mighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you. guests, and we'll put you on. We have some guests today besides the grandparents, who I see are here in good numbers. We have the Lauren, please, support group.
Lauren is our director. As you can see, she's wearing a very, very chic iPad.
So I ask Lauren's support group. There's cake and cookies in the back of the church after Mass.
I'm closing the gates.